Hi, you are very welcome to Near FM today on the 21st of March 2017. Today is International Day Against Racial Discrimination. And with me in the studio are some of the voices that you usually will listen to on Wednesday afternoons and evenings in Near FM. But today they are here on a Tuesday to talk about something different and to speak in English. Well, usually they do it in their own languages. So around the table, I have Piero Caffarelli and Sebastiano Toscano, who are both presenters, producers, and everything part of the team of Radio Dublino. Cassia Sudak, who presents research, produces also together with Thomas Bivernowski, who is not here today because he's doing his program live at the moment. They present Polska's Tygodnówka.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Polish Weekly.
Let's yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Also, Silvia Bernal and Victor Flores, who are the also presenters and producers of Radio Latina. Hello. Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo están?
And we are waiting for Kelly Tavalosi. Hopefully, she'll be make it on time and join us shortly. Who is the presenter, the girl presenter of the Samba Boys. Okay, so, and we are today here, sitting around the table to talk about us in some ways. My name is Sally Galeana. I'm the radio coordinator with Near FM. And Near FM has been involved in a European project called Inclusión Desk, who is looking at migrant participation in media, trying to find the best practice examples around Europe of how to facilitate migrant communities or new communities in the different European countries to have a voice in media. This project actually is funded by Erasmus Plus, which is a European fund that is provided by the European Commission. So the first question for my guests around the table is, why did you decide to do a radio program with all the different things that are in offer in Ireland? Why media? Who wants to start?
I don't know. Well,
Silvia, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sally, for the invitation and to talk here. Well, the idea to do radio in a community radio was for me probably one of the biggest opportunities here in Ireland. After I came to Ireland to first learn English, and so it was like a challenge for me to take again my career, because I have a background in media as well in Bolivia, and that was probably one of the things that is why probably I choose to do radio again. And it's something that belongs, I think, with me, with my background, and I decided to support the show that it was created for one Spanish person here in Near FM. So that is probably the idea that why I decided to do radio. And of course, I did a little bit of research like 4 years ago, and as I saw an advertising like in JA magazine, and I contacted one of the project managers here in Near FM, and I participated in one of the projects called Culture Short. So from that now, so I am now presenter and producer of Radio Latina, and it's a huge opportunity for me to be part of Near FM. Mm-hmm.
So who is next?
Okay,
Victor.
First, Radio Latina for this time. It's very short my story about why. First of all, I was I arrived from the radio because I was guest from the Radio Latina, because I was involved in the immigrant community from Spain. But I'm from Bolivia, but it's this group, the Maria Granate, was the unique group, political, without party, who speak about the social movement in the immigrant in Spain. I love this kind of topics. Said one day invite me, and the director said me, if you want to be part of this program, you can contribute because it's from all Latin American Spanish speakers. And he say one word important. He say it's the minority voice in this radio because this radio, it's the Near FM, it's no profit. If no, it's the community radio. So this have a sense in my life because in Bolivia, the unique radio who really helped the people was the minor radio, who was communitarian radio.
In fact, community radio started in Bolivia in 1948 because of the minor strikes.
Totally. But yeah, this have totally sense in my life because my family is miners, everything. Say, okay, island is my new life, and probably new life, yeah, it's start with this more. Remember my life in Spanish.
Very good. Okay.
Hi, I'm Sebastiano.
Yes.
I started a couple of years ago, just a few months after I moved here in Ireland. Actually, I had some past experience in Italy. I was to a party here and I just met the founder of Radio Dublino, and I just told him that I have a lot of contacts with the bands in Italy. He told me that this is a community radio, it's more like a volunteer and everything. So I liked the approach of the radio, and I tried. I just never spoken in radio, just even now it's quite embarrassing. But I started to collaborate with them, and and now it's kind of 2 years that I'm here, so it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Piero. And for me it was similar to Sebastiano. I arrived in Ireland a little bit before, like 8 years ago. And I knew about Near FM because I live nearby here. But after, I never went for any program at that time. So I knew that it was this Italian program, and I contacted the producer, the guy that created everything, Maurizio. And so I started to collaborate. I love the idea to stay on the radio, and also sometimes to give a little bit of help to persons that are coming year by year. Probably every year we have the same St. Patrick now. So we will have we had the program for St. Patrick, but it's also interesting how new people can have a point or a radio or a website, something that can help in the first instance. So mm-hmm. that was, and after, because I don't know, I was always fascinated by the radio, mm-hmm. much more than for TV or other media.
Yeah. And by the way, I have to say that Radio Dublino actually brought the second European language award that is issued by LIRGAS, by the European National Agency, for the promotion of a European language in a country, in this case Ireland. And the first one was actually for the promotion of French language a few years back. So thank you very much, guys.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Congratulations, guys.
And then we go to Kasia. Yeah, yeah, Kasia has been here for many, many years.
Oh, since 2006, yeah, to be honest. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm just getting old. Now I can feel that.
Yes.
And from the other hand, I'm so happy I had a chance to be here and getting new experience, enlarging my experience. And actually, that's so new to compare with Poland. In Poland, we have no community radio stations at all because of legal reasons. I don't know, maybe someday it's going to change. And working here as a volunteer and as an employee as well for 2 years in the past, I had a chance to learn as well technical stuff to then to teach others, volunteers and employees as well, to what was just for me everything and happiness. And I'm as well producer of Polish Weekly, and we are with Thomas, we are so happy actually that we can actually share our culture here in Ireland, and as well trying to reach Polish community here, trying to assimilate Iceland, Irish people, Irish history, Irish culture to Polish people who are living here, because some of them they might be not aware, okay, how rich Ireland is and how actually similar we are because of Europe, because of the same the same music we are listening to.
The same religion.
sorry?
The same religion. Yeah. Oh, actually, everyone around the table is Catholic.
No.
Well, supposedly baptized as Catholic, and other thing is
statistic.
Yeah, if we practice or not, that's another business. But yes.
I lost my
The similarities with Poland. Yeah.
Yes, yes, and it's great when we actually we are doing interviews with Polish bands, Polish artistic groups who are actually integrating here, the multicultural groups, and Polish groups with Irish people or other nationalities. That's great, actually. We are not here only, we are Polish community and we are the best, you know. Let's try to spread our common ideas, you know, to get together. That's our idea for Polish Weekly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so yes, and actually one of the things I wanted to ask you about is precisely about, you told me why you got involved, but mm-hmm. also one of the things is you do the program in your own language in most cases.
Yes. Mostly, yeah.
Yes.
We try in the case of Radio Latina, we try to engage Latin American people, Spanish speakers, but also with Irish community. That is probably one of the main
challenge
for us. So it's not like just we want to do a Spanish show or just talk in Spanish, but we want to engage Latin American community and with the Irish community. So that is why we have also in our team an Irish person, so who does like the English part in the show. Mm-hmm. That is probably the main purpose of our show as a Radio Latina. We try to connect Irish with the Latin American people.
So your show basically is bilingual.
Yeah,
it's bilingual.
We try that. So when we are probably Victor and me, we do it mostly in Spanish. But when it's Hector or Sarah Jane,
sometimes there are program the Hora Gaelica,
we try to do sections also to mix Spanish with Irish language as well.
You're very brave.
We are dreamers, I think.
Experimental, we know few words in Irish now, but it's uh-huh. it's very nice when the people Irish listen or hear us in Irish with accent, Bolivian accent, say, okay, sounds grand.
And probably it's that, so I think we never intended since Hector that the Latin American or the Radio Latina in Dublin will be just a Spanish show. For that, I think there are like a couple of shows just in Spanish and other radio stations. Just it was like to have fun as well in the radio show, to engage Latin American community, Latin music, salsa with Irish music. We had also in our show Irish people. And it's like a good mix that sometimes we have in the radio. That is why. And we enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And yourself, Piera and Sebastiano, you're doing the program basically in Italian, is it?
Our show is basically in Italian, but often we try to mix, or better yet, often we invite bands here live on the radio. Mm-hmm. So if there are Irish guys that play in the band, we obviously don't just exclude them, so we try to talk with them.
Thank you for playing, but we don't talk to you.
exactly. And but mainly we talk Italian, even because we are connected with the Italian Institute of Culture. They have Irish guys that study Italian languages there, so the idea is promote the Italian language. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we like to the integration of stuff, because one of the things that I hate in a big city, multicultural, is that all the community create this kind of ghetto where all the guys go out all together, only Spanish guys, only Italians, and they create this kind of closed connection that's I try to avoid. So this why we try to invite here as much as we can bands. In the meantime, so we can talk both languages and try to
other the bands also. We had few in the last year at least, that I remember a few interviews with the Near Femme boss, for example, or with an Irish actor. So mostly in Italian, but we try to be in the Irish community as well.
Mm-hmm. And the Polish weekly?
Yeah, Kasia? It's mainly in Polish, that's right. But actually we've done a few interviews and we've invited foreign language bands as well, like Goran Tomic Trio, for instance, they're actually Spanish guy, as well percussionist and guitarist, flamenco player, and there's one Irish person. So that's kind of multicultural, you know, bands are as well as much welcome to our show as possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're open for that.
But anyway, for you it's important also to broadcast in your language, even if you miss it with English.
Totally.
Yeah. At the same stage, to be open, just not mm-hmm. to do it multicultural every single week, but see the show at least from time to time. Yes, we are here for you guys, all of you, what we have a similar interest in doing same thing, you know, together. Mm. Just great power, great energy, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah, why do you think it's important to do a program in your own language? I want you to tell me as a program maker, but also as a listener. If you're sitting at home, why do you think it's important for someone who is from Spain or a Spanish-speaking country or Italy or Poland to be sitting at home and listening to a program in Ireland that is in their own country, in their own language?
Well, I think as a listener, I would say, and also because I hear some experience as well, is because in some way you need to be connected with your country. And the first thing is the language. And believe it or no, so you came here, many migrants came here to Ireland to learn English, of course. But at the same time, so you look for people and you look for something that is related to your country. And the first thing is the language. And we had some experience, especially with our Facebook page, that suddenly some people are sending message to us saying, so I never heard a radio show from Latin America or music playing, like salsa playing in a radio. It was the first time. I didn't know it was like that. So people are just like happy to listen their language, to listen in this case in Spanish music or Latin American music, and to listen people as well talking up in Spanish. So
I think the first point of the presenter, for example, in my case, in Spanish, I felt confident. Mm-hmm. I feel confident. It's better for me because it's one period for learn English, another language, and I can develop one kind of culture, my culture in Spanish in the radio. But for the listeners, I think if somebody was listening in Spanish when everything was speak English, the majority obviously, and say, oh, okay, it's like a recognition, no? Recognize. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you look one mirror and say, mm-hmm. okay, you identify again. Mm-hmm. And it's good moment if one very nice song or salsa or bachata or pop anywhere in your own language, you feel good, being completed, entry, I don't know how do you say.
Yeah, completed. Whole.
Yeah, even in this moment.
Yes. And my Italians, Piero?
No, I think that from a listener point of view, I love it to be able to see in a real radio, in a real FM, in the car, at least one program in Italian. And I suppose that's the point, to have a community radio and give something to the community and be a little bit different. It's not because if you listen to Italian, we don't want that you understand, or Irish don't understand what we say. It's just if an Irish want also to listen a little bit more Italian, that's 1 hour that instead to go to YouTube and watch any video, you can really listen normal person talking. And so for me as Italian, the first time I heard it, it was funny and say, oh, you know, I'm not really far from home.
Yeah.
So another point could be the thing that in an English speaker country, that English is more or less the most common language used in business everywhere. Instead, Italian is talked only in Italy. so yes. More or less, it's not like Spanish that have a very large community all over in the world. But Italian is just spoken in Italy. So it's just a way to stimulate the curiosity of who is listening to us. And somebody could be interested in learning a new language, especially if an English speaker. I think in Italy there are a lot of people that try to learn other languages just because they need it. Here, more or less, people don't need to learn other languages because English is spoken everywhere. So, you know, giving them the chance to even listen the musicality, the sounds of the another languages could stimulate some interest.
Kasia?
Polish language. Why it's important? I think that's important, first of all, of course, Polish music, that's a good thing for our English listeners or other foreign listeners to listen to get to know us through music. But about Polish language, I think we are in touch with lots of Polish communities, like, because thanks to live streaming, thanks to Near FM and live streaming, actually, we have listeners in Poland at this time, in Germany, in Switzerland, in Australia, in States, just everywhere. Actually, thanks to live streaming, we are actually getting feedbacks from other communities, Polish communities on immigration, you know. And they are just like, okay, that's how it's there in Ireland. That's how you are doing. That's how you are getting new experience. And I know in our place in Illinois, for instance, is this and that. So that's what we are actually common. We have common, you know, things to do. We have common, experiences. But that's actually great, you know, interacting and, you know, networking, you know. People who have this same kind of problems, maybe the same happiness does all over the world. And that's everything in Polish language, you know, that's what's
so we go from the very localized thing about, you know, listening in your radio to actually having a home from home, and because you're listening to your own language, to in some ways identifying yourself with the what you're listening also and with your listeners. So it's a lot actually that you can get from producing and listening to a program in another language, and I suppose that it's also important for the Irish listeners to realize that we are living now in a multicultural society, and there is another languages. So in some ways, it's good that media, in some ways, because we are community media, we have to represent the community, and this is the reality of the community. The community is not only an English-speaking community. Okay, there is other languages, many others, including Irish, that also needs to have a space in media. So that's what we are trying to do here. So, I mean, you have been for a while now working working as a volunteer, but working hard to produce your programs in the RFM. So, how do you think we can improve the organization to get maybe more people involved? Because there is always room for improvement, I guess.
What happened in our show, I started as a magazine because there was the founder, actually Maurizio, that started alone here. So after he opened the show to other volunteers, and I started as a magazine. And in the meantime, I was learning how to use all the station. So it's something that we developed internally on the show in some hall. And after, of course, when the Near FM was offering the official training, few of us just started to participate to this training. But in some hall we try as a community to help internally on our own.
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit organic the way we work, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, I suppose that to improve a little bit more, of course, some courses and training, but also I suppose that could be good from a community radio like Near FM, be more in the social media. Not really social media. I don't like really social media, but in Google, something that you know, tell to the people that there is this opportunity, because it's also important. Someone come here, okay, the Italian program there is at the moment now, but we can create, we can open, we can have more space, or other community radio probably in other nation. People doesn't know that have this this opportunity, so probably, you know, show in Google or wherever.
Yeah, we need to promote ourselves much more.
In a matter than if an Italian go and Google, okay, what an Italian can do in Dublin, could also be, you know, Near FM in the first page and the second page, and say, you know what, you can also help us, because as a community radio, we give space to all the country. Mm-hmm. And so I suppose not only for Ireland, but for all nation, this could be a good way to open.
Yeah.
I think social media are very important. Okay, as long as I had no idea about that, okay, or how to use it properly, that was black magic to me.
Well, so it's always the same. I think we need, shows from different countries, probably we need also more presence in the Near FM website, and also Facebook page. So in that way, I think we are going to feel also included, because we are in the weekly program. So it's mentioned, every show is mentioned in the program, but it would be interesting if we can have a space in the Near FM website saying like a description of every show, like Polish magazine, Radio Latina show, having a description about the people who work for those shows are the producers of those shows, but are part also of Near FM. Social media is very important nowadays, so online probably is everything. So you have connections, you create networks because you have online social media presence. And that is probably one of the challenge probably for Near FM, because we still have problems each show, I think, is trying to promote their shows using social media, creating websites, creating Facebook page, Twitter. But it's like going separate. It's not joining Near FM. So, and that is probably, Near FM has to be probably the center of these shows. That will be first to work in the website, Near FM website, and after that, so Facebook and other online platforms.
Yeah, I'm Victor, and we are joined now by Kelly Tavalosi, that just made it from work. You're very welcome.
Thank you, guys. I managed. It was really hard to get a bus, but I have to come by taxi, but I managed for a few minutes. thanks for the invitation, of course, and I just would like to thank you all the radio for the opportunity that we all have. Here in the radio, we are all blessed to use the radio in our own language, and which is just amazing. Thank you.
No, thanks to you guys. We're talking about how to improve actually the participation and the system programs in Near FM. So Victor was going to say something.
Like a summary, I agree with the training, more training about regulations, because I have my training in English, but my first day in Dublin, but it was very hard for understand. But if we can make one training in our language, for example, in Spanish, because there are a lot of people from Venezuela, Mexico, Bolivia, who make radio in their countries, and he say, how I can involve in Latin America or Radio Latina, and say, okay, one day we can contact you, but probably if you give one space like that, we can say, okay, that thing, it's the trick. You need to come here, everything. But probably we can make one training in our language.
Actually, as we did in the Italian show, if we have a unique platform where people interested in languages came in this website and go to the, you know, I want to collaborate with the Italian show, I just have to click the contact from the Italian show and start to keep in contact. You know, I would like to be involved with how we can... Oh, it works. So what I have to do and whatever. So it could be really, you know, as a first contact. After that, you know, you are living in Ireland. You should know English in some way. Yes.
sorry, the last thing. Our program, our radio program, we can do autonomy. You can contact one, but probably near can say okay. If somebody have one idea for Spanish speaker who want to join this team or anything, who can organize. But it's part of the autonomy, but it's part to the radio, because this is your studio. And was guest. And probably like one thing like that. And another, the radio is only in the north side, but sometimes people from the south say, there are radio in Radio Comunitaria or Radio Latina in the south. We don't know. We can research easy. But if you have one institutional communication with another community radio, say, okay, there are one program similar.
Well, usually people that will look for community radios or radios in general will probably the first point will be internet. So people, if they need to know about something, they go straight to internet.
And
Google. They use Google, and that's it. So it's community radio. So it, of course, Near FM will be in that list that Google will give to the user. That is why I want to say that again, that we need different language programs. So we need to have presence in the website of Near FM, and probably from Near FM to link to the different websites that each program has.
Yeah. Yeah.
So or Facebook page. So if people will look for a community radio or look for to be part of a show, so I think Near FM should be the first link to connect different language program shows.
Well, we have to finish the program, and before we finish, I want to give the word to Kelly, because she make an effort to join us, and she hasn't been able to see anything yet.
And just a quick updating related to training, right? I think would be very interesting, and I think is very reachable for who would like to do the training. Myself, by experience, I've been using a lot of the website. I don't know if I can say here, the Meetup. And also Eventbrite. I've been going to a few small events. Sometimes it was three people only, but basically once you advertise that's for free, people will come. And because if we have the open doors here, if we can organize maybe between ourselves Spanish training, Portuguese training, Polish training, and we advertise, we can help each other to organize the back, like what to teach, and we could organize ourselves and start posting in these two websites. I think if it's possible, we can put a date maybe in a month's time. Now is summer, lots of teenagers will not be in school. Why not come to the radio and do some training with us? That would be an option.
Yeah, it is a good option. Okay, so this is it, because it's now time for us to leave, for many reasons, but mostly because we are running out of time today. So I want to go around and thank my guests, not only for being here today, but for being here every week to do their programs, because it's really important. It may be important for them, but it's also important for Near FM, because you guys made us what we are, basically. So thank you, Victor and Silvia, and thank Sebastiano you. And Piero and Cassia
and
Kelly for joining me today. And if you want to listen to them, they will be back here tomorrow afternoon and evening, which is Wednesday, the 22nd of March. Okay, so listen to
Radio Latina.
Six to seven. 6 to 7 Radio Latina. And then 7 to 8:30 for Police Weekly, and 8:30 to 9:30 for Samba Boys, and then 9:30 to 10:30 Radio Dublino. So that's all, and thank you very much to my guests and to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go on, Margot.